In 1946, a secret American operation in Czechoslovakia led to major diplomatic protests. The US authorities had organized a mission aimed at obtaining hidden Nazi documents from a cache in a forest near Prague. However, they had not alerted the Czechoslovak authorities or sought permission, and that led to a real propaganda coup for the country's pro-Soviet communist politicians and press. Vít Pohanka reports.
It's a cold February day in 1946, German-Czechoslovak border. A group of 13 men in five US military vehicles passes through the checkpoint. They use permits issued by the Czech liaison office in Regensburg, Germany. But they didn't reveal the real purpose of their mission. Operation Hidden Documents is just starting. Over time, there will be many rumors why its goal was so secret. Historian Igor Lukeš described it in his book On the Edge of the Cold War. I got in touch with him via Skype from the United States. He is a history professor at Boston University.
It's mysterious, but it really isn't. And it's mysterious only for those who believe in conspiracies and who think the world is an impenetrable, unfathomable mystery. When in reality, history is full of errors and bureaucratic nonsense and so on. And the whole Štěchovice raid, as it's known, is really an expression of bureaucratic errors and incompetence. Certainly, there was nothing terrifically secret involved in it.
So, what really happened?
The whole story has its origins already in October 1945. In a very official way, the French Foreign Ministry contacted the Czech Foreign Ministry and informed them that a German prisoner of war, Günter Aschenbach, in fact had told them that he had been part of a team that at the end of the war hid boxes of apparently secret Nazi materials somewhere south of Prague.
Namely in a forest close to a village called Štěchovice on the banks of the Vltava or the Moldau River. Incredibly, the Czech authorities did absolutely nothing. The French note took a long time to be translated. The Ministry of Interior and Military Intelligence were informed, but they were already controlled by officers who spoke only Czech or maybe Russian and simply didn't pay any attention to it. The French military attaché in Prague, after some months, officially tried to raise awareness of the fact that there is probably a cache of hidden secret Nazi documents just south of Prague, but to no avail.
And so the French, now having tried twice to do it all up front, finally had run out of patience, and they approached the G2, that is the military intelligence section of the U.S. Armed Forces in Europe, and they took action. Now, why the G2 decided to raid rather than to cooperate with the Czech authorities, it's unclear, but my speculation, and I underline that this is speculation, the Americans may have hoped that the boxes contained some secret materials pertaining to Nazi, perhaps uranium research or nuclear research or new weapons systems. You will remember that the Germans were, in fact, doing very well in designing supersonic fighter planes. So I think the Americans have some reason to believe that there was genuine material in it. And yet the whole idea of raiding the country was just so imbecile that the American ambassador, Ambassador Steinhardt, and the American military attaché, his name was Lieutenant Colonel Taylor, they both formally protested it.
Despite such diplomatic protestations, the operation went ahead. The group of US GIs, plus their German prisoner of war as a guide, made their way to the Alkron, one of the most, if not the most, luxurious hotel in Prague at that time.
Beefy, big Americans, armed, weapons, everything in their hands, walking through the lobby of the Alkron Hotel. Everybody saw that this was something unusual, and the Americans were able the next day make it to Štěchovice.
It was easy to locate the underground tunnel where many boxes full of documents were stored. Captain Stephen Richards, the explosives expert with long fighting experience, however, had to stop all the men right at the entrance.
Captain Richards looked at the entrance to the whole area. He discovered that it was heavily mined and that, moreover, it was the whole contraption was extremely, extremely sophisticated. And this is where one needs to pay tribute to the professionalism of the Americans, and again, especially of Captain Richards, who really took serious risks in trying to open the gate that protected the whole underground tunnel.
All in all, Captain Richards removed about 1 ton of explosives. The SS obviously intended that anyone breaking in would set off mines, which in turn would explode containers of dynamite and ignite cans of flammable oil. In the process, the intruder would be instantly killed and a fire would start, burning the cave's contents. That didn't happen. And the Americans were able to extract 32 big crates of documents, each of them weighing some 400 pounds or over 200 kilograms. They loaded them on their trucks and headed immediately back to Germany. If the explosives expert, Captain Richards, proved highly professional until then, at that particular moment, he made a very silly mistake with international consequences.
Richards and two other sergeants did not return with the boxes. They, in fact, went the opposite direction. They went back to the Alkron Hotel for what U.S. Army calls R&R, obviously to enjoy themselves. I imagine there was considerable drinking that night. They needed probably to calm their nerves after the whole experience. Then again, the unprofessionalism was revealed very clearly the next morning, because these three still hungover Americans, whom of course the communists would immediately describe as spies and so on, which they were not, these were just regular army soldiers, were arrested. And when Richards was searched, it turned out that he had in his tunic the official army orders with all the names, and the mission was described in excruciating detail, so that the Czech military intelligence didn't really even have to interrogate him in any complicated way, because it was right there on the paper. It was all described there.
As soon as the press learned about the incident, it became a huge story, and not just in Czechoslovakia. It ran in New York Times and other American newspapers. The U.S. Ambassador Steinhardt had to apologize to Czechoslovak President Edvard Beneš and promise that all the documents would be returned to Prague as soon as possible. Moreover, to the disappointment of American military intelligence, there were no secret weapons designs or documentation in the crates. They contained mainly administrative and private papers of Karl Hermann Frank, the chief Nazi officer who ruled over Czechoslovakia during the German occupation in World War II. So, as historian Igor Lukes points out, the whole operation ended up in huge embarrassment for the United States.
So this was obviously a fantastic PR defeat for the Americans, because now even the non-communist ministers voted with the communist colleagues they had in the government to denounce this so-called raid. None of this was really true. It was really a bureaucratic error. And it turned out that it was a very costly error, especially because, unlike the, or contrary to the expectations of General Siebert, the top G2 officer in Europe, the boxes contained nothing but really basically private papers of Caja Frank, which were of no interest to the Americans. So they ended up returning all the boxes, many of them even unopened, to the Czechs. And if I recall it correctly, I think all the boxes were delivered by U.S. Army trucks to the Prague Castle on 2 March 1946.
The documents that the Americans discovered actually helped to sentence the mentioned Nazi Karl Hermann Frank, who was then held in Prague prison and later executed. But the whole incident couldn't come in a more sensitive time. In 1945, Czechoslovakia had been liberated by the Soviet Army and only a small western part of the country by the Americans. But while the prosperous Americans in clean, well-fitted uniforms handing out cigarettes, nylon stockings and chocolate were obviously very popular with the Czechoslovak general population, the Soviets were definitely not. The Red Army soldiers were notorious for stealing, raping, even murdering civilians. So for some time, the United States was actually winning the public relations battle with the Soviets in Czechoslovakia. The Štěchovice operation then became a huge stain on the U.S. reputation.
I probably wouldn't say that it changed history, but it certainly provided ammunition to the communists, who were invigorated. Now that the Americans conducted the raid, the Communist Party could essentially say, it's not just the rapists in the Red Army uniform. Look at these Americans. They're gangsters, like from Chicago, machine gunning each other and so on. Do we really want this kind of thing in our beloved Czechoslovakia? And so it was a PR defeat for anyone who held democracy close to his heart.
Says historian Igor Lukeš of Boston University. A few weeks after the diplomatic incident, first post-war elections were held in Czechoslovakia. Communists won. While it would be probably exaggerated to say that their victory was a result of these events, the American operation Hidden Documents certainly didn't help democratic pro-Western forces to have a stronger say in politics in the country. Vít Pohanka, Radio Prague.